If he's going to, of course, we won't go, you know.
No, I don't think so.
But if he's going to take her out, we can stay, we'll stay home and do it another time.
I haven't heard nothing about it, but I heard Lynn asked him yesterday what was he going to get, what did he have Coco for her birthday, and he said she done got grown up now. So
that's
I guess she
girl,
not.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, if they don't go out, I thought I'd fry chicken and fix some salad and fix something like that, and we'd go up there and you can go with us, and we'd the four of five of us will eat supper.
Okay.
Well.
How long? I don't think so, though, because I haven't heard nothing about it. When he comes in from working, he's too tired, I think.
Yeah, well, that's the reason I fixed the supper and take it up there. I know he is just wore out.
He is, and we went down there where he's working near the Indian on that lake.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, we like froze there.
Yeah, I would think so, ain't I?
Yeah. I told him, I said, Dolph, I don't know how in the world you stay here. I said, I got to get in the car. They caught Raymond caught a bass, he
yeah,
told me.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah.
He
said that Hal and Butch fished all day long, Fred did, and didn't catch a thing.
Well, I'll be done.
See, it's weather condition.
No, if they could have brought in what they had, they'd have had a load.
Who?
Raymond and...
What, did they lose them?
Yeah, lost them.
Oh, Phil.
How many did y'all lose?
You know,
I... Four, ain't I, Amos, and huh? Got one.
Well, I kind of wonder... If J.B. has got to write beat or something or other, because he just loses so many.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe they don't have. Well, you fish around and find out today.
Okay.
All right.
Well, she's coming down here directly. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Legal mandate. That is what it should do, to tell hospitals how serious the matter is and to throw the full weight of the law behind its responsibility. The FDA says it didn't know until the last day or two their real ample supplies and says it will be at least a week before other manufacturers can gear up their production to replace Abbott products at hospitals across the country. Very sorry from CBS News, Washington.
The federal government says
the new prime minister tomorrow and British troops are on full alert. Great Britain has nothing like Vietnam on its hands, but the development of anything approaching real civil war in Northern Ireland could have the same rending and tearing effect on the collective nervous system of Britain that Vietnam has had on this country. The fact is that the social glue that holds together the tight little island with its homogeneous population and its instinct for order is coming more and more unstuck. Crime and violence are by no means what they are here, but British society now throbs with the same overtones of acrimony, distress, impatience, the same deep-seated crisis of confidence. The British unemployment rate is only half what it is here, but it is rising. Their inflation is even worse than ours. Organized labor is disorganized and virtually out of hand. Here, the dominant signs are that we are slowly pulling out of our recession. There, the dominant signs point toward a real depression. They do not have our elbow room for economic maneuvering. There is a certain parallel between the Nixon presidency and the Heath premiership. Both are conservatives with a strong instinct for economy, orderliness, and good housekeeping. Both want to put through basic reforms in the national life. Heath wants to force the British people to face some underlying realities. Government cannot ensure personal happiness or corporate solvency. Business after business is inefficiently managed. Millions of both blue and white-collar workers simply do not work very hard, and no substitute has yet been found for that. Heath seems to be gambling that enforced austerity will have a unifying, not a fragmentizing effect. Mr. Nixon, on the other hand, is not thinking in terms of real austerity, whether it's good for the national soul or not. He is, in fact, loosening some economic reins, though still basically relying on the workings of time to revive the economy. He is trying to reform the federal system with more power and money to the states, trying to reorganize the general, the federal bureaucracy, and the welfare mess. The common denominator of these policies, and his Vietnam withdrawal policy as well, is that they take a lot of time. This is also true of the Heath policies in Britain. But Heath has a guaranteed four more years before a new election if he chooses to weather the gales. Mr. Nixon is only about a year and a half. Like Heath, he abhors the quick fix, the temporary stimulants that only make the illness worse later on. But the American system of a four-year term, which more and more people here feel is no longer relevant to the presidential task, means the inescapable danger that any president with several long-term policies will fall between several stools.
That's the...
Well, I finally called his child to tell her Ry would be past the church, the light was in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah,
I called Anna first.
Yeah,
So they left the light on the bathroom last night,
yeah.
See, in the daytime, if somebody will pass in the nighttime,
yeah.
They cut it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's about night when y'all left.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we pay attention to it.
Yeah, I just sitting up here. Looking at laughing, they so crazy.
On Channel 2?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we ain't turn hours on. Jay, I'm going out of that kitchen turning TV.
Sure enough.
Huh?
Where Mr. Jake going to bed?
No, he ain't washing dishes.
Oh. you give him a job, eh?
Yeah, they wash the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
So if I cook, he wash the dishes. He cook, I wash the dishes.
Yeah. Old silly dilly, he went on home.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, what was he?
Drunk.
I knew he was drunk. That's why I wanted Jake to go talk with him.
Mm-hmm.
What he was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to bring that up about hitting Susie.
Mm-hmm. He might have was. Then he's talking out there asking me a whole lot of questions. I told him I was busy looking at television. I said, because I don't want nobody to say nothing to me when I'm looking at television.
He was asking you some questions about that.
Huh?
What did he ask you questions about that?
Asking me about that hat.
Oh, ask you about that hat.
Then talking about he going next weekend. I told him, Hattie don't want you there. I said,
oh, he ain't going.
No, he ain't going because he ain't got nothing.
I would have told him Hattie don't want him there. I said, yeah, if I was you, I wouldn't go see Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going. I said, that's your business then if you're going. Because Hattie done said before that.
Oh, you know, Mrs.
That Hattie's sick.
You know,
she said she's sick and she don't want to be bothered. You know, last time he was there, Hattie had to call the police turn.
Yeah.
He carried and ripped red and teared on so. Told her he'd kill her if he, huh?
His dad was telling me that.
Mm-hmm. Told her he'd kill her if he called the police.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's nasty.
I know he nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just don't quit saying anything to him, because if he started me again, I know what to do for him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he...
That's why I told Jake, I wanted Jake to go on in there to see what he was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to blow up my top.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he might not gonna say nothing to Jake.
Yeah, he might have wanted to borrow some money from him. When he get to drinking, you know, he got a big mind.
Yeah, that's about where he wanna borrow some money. I talk like he did that night when he come in and talking. So and so try to be so nice and call Jake out of the back to talk with him.
Yeah.
He do want to get to drinking and get all those people that want to show out with you, man.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's good at that.
Mm-hmm. I thought he clowned after we left her.
Huh?
He come there. I thought he clowned after we left her. He come there and asked me. He said, where's Jake? I said, you only out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Asked me, could he speak to Jake?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gotta ask me, could I speak to Jake?
Yeah.
I said, what'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him again. He said, oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And walked him back in. If he had to say that again, I was gonna tell him something right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard him.
Yeah, could I ask him, could he speak to Jake?
Being sarcastic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he don't know. I'm his teacher. And then I have his equipment right with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Take his money and go drive by liquor with it. And ain't nothing here in the house to eat. The ice boxes just as bad as they can
be. I don't blame you. I let it stay like that.
Sure gonna stay like that.
Look, see, now, he didn't give you no money. This is why I laughed. Okay, now. He's gonna play that again, because he's just as much nice he did than he was giving you the money.
Yeah, he's gonna play it again, because he said he meant to do it.
Well, okay.
After I told Mr. Fred to not let him have nothing down there.
I have to do that,
Miss Liza, because that bill was $68, see?
I don't tell everyone but $15 around You ain't got no business paying no money.
No, I ain't gonna pay all that money.
You ain't got the right to pay as much as they do.
Mm-mm.
Cause why? You cooking it.
Mm-hmm.
And that man looking right at you for that money.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. But
if you got him running up, that's you.
Mm-hmm. I'll fix him next week. He can't get nothing next month. Can't get nothing down there now. Because it's $60 now.
Mm-hmm.
With what we owed Mr. Fred $20.
Well, he pulled, I guess, y'all did for me and blood thickened water anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one thing. My brother come to me once, yawning for a lot of deer, my oldest brother.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife had separated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the hospital.
Yeah.
So when he come out of the hospital, he had my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
See? So I was waking. So you know what I did?
Mm-hmm.
When he come out of the hospital, I told him he could come to the house and stay.
Mm-hmm.
But now when he get up, where he could get around,
yeah.
Where he been carrying his money,
mm-hmm.
He had to go there.
He got to go, that's
he
right.
He got to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, he wasn't going to make it bad in my home.
Mm-hmm.
You
see. That's
but
right.
When he quit his wife, he was running around with this woman and the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I told him, so sure enough,
mm-hmm.
So this girl was nice to him.
Mm-hmm.
She took care of him and everything there in my house.
Yeah.
And her.
Mm-hmm.
He bought his toothpaste and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She did it.
Well, I been
done. Now, she did that now. I'll give him that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she loved him, but he didn't care much about her.
Mm-hmm.
The one that he was crazy about, she ain't did nothing to
him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, sure enough, when she got away, he could walk around her.
Mm-hmm.
She cooked and washed and everything for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when he got up, where he could wake and get around this sure enough,
mm-hmm.
That nigga went and married a woman he got now.
Sure enough.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that all?
Mm-hmm.
Poor girl, they do them like that.
Mm-hmm.
They do them just like that.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't tell him, I said, well, one thing about it, I said, you my brother true enough.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but now, you could help yourself and you going to help yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I was going straight and plain.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you going to help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, I meant it. So that's
mm-hmm. What I'm going to pull the line in, too. You wait.
Well, you got to put the foot down, go down. He come in there, going there. I went back there and I told him myself. I said, Jay, come on, sing. Jay,
mm-hmm.
Come on, sing.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
yeah.
I feel the mud. I went back there. He didn't pop his dick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah.
Know if he washed his hand or
mm-hmm.
Not.
No, he do that all the time.
Right out the street.
And then come and eat out the plate,
and
eat
up,
out the box.
Drunk.
And if I say anything, like he'll have a fit. Mm-hmm.
And up, drunk, too.
Mm-hmm. Nasty and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I done ate my supper.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sirree.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought he was going to climb. He might climb or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to get everything straight. I'm going to call him.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to call on one of the ladies I worked for when I come
mm-hmm.
back to work.
Mm-hmm.
She had been here looking for me.
Oh, yeah.
And wasn't wearing me a cover. But I couldn't get her about her mother.
Well, he was in there squawking at me about something, and I told him I was sorry. I didn't hear him. I was looking at television. I said, because it's time for my programs to come on.
Mm-hmm.
I sell that right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't say no more, did he?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
He went out cussing Carrie out by their head.
Well, cussing
Carrie?
Mm-hmm. Well, how you want to cuss
her? We ain't got no sense. Talking about going to him, I just got through. I told him that all this long time had it been sick and you just going to see Potter. I said, had it been sick and she is now and ain't nobody went to see Potter.
And
she holds that against us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, well, had I been sick right along with you, I said, I've been just as sick as you are. And I said, the others could have come to see you. I said, but I wasn't able. Even when I was in West Palm Beach, I wasn't able to go.
Mm-hmm.
I had it was sick, and I wrote Carrie to go see Biden, and they ain't went nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Hattie holds that against him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he going, I know what his point is. He had it sick, and he going to run home and think Hattie going to leave him something, but Hattie ain't going to leave him nothing.
Because
mm-hmm. Hattie done said she going to leave her place to the estate and let the estate bury her and then they can do what they want to do. And she say that all the time. Then she told me when she was here that she would leave me her home, but she was scared Carrie and Arthur wouldn't let me live in it.
Well, not okay. But I don't fault her for that now.
No, I don't fault her. No.
Don't fault. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because look like to me, I don't know. It's just my idea now. Because Jake done got over me by saying that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like to me, I guess because you is like you is. But look like to me, they all wants to boss you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they do boss you to a football
team. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? I just tell you, I hope my temper don't be like what if I was to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I hear y'all talking about how I had it.
Mm-hmm. That's how come I want to get away from around them.
I don't know about how Hattie is, but I'm like Miss Hattie.
Mm-hmm.
I can put up with that bitch.
She's fine. She's nice. She's fine.
Because she
helped me a lot, you know. She helped me, but she get them habits on her.
Yeah, but I just couldn't put up with that mess what you put up with.
Mm-hmm.
All that old nasty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Can't only expect people, you'll never get a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
never will.
And
he
and
went.
You just can't get common people to come there and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And keep your, he don't want to stop him. Now,
that's
he
right.
To see
like, well, uh-huh. He went to the bar.
To the door. Did you hear the dad come to the door?
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to pull the door, and he was pushing the door.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. She couldn't see him through the door, and he couldn't see her through the door.
Mm-hmm.
So the door ain't got no glass.
No, no, you heard it.
I heard what he said. Now that was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Al, as far as I ran, went on back to the house cussing.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, y'all got to be here. I ain't the way.
Mm-hmm.
And this and that and the other. Goddamn, this and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, that don't make sense.
Well,
you
don't
see a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way I feel about it, I guess I feel about it because I don't drink it.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I'm sick. Because I've tried what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean has been drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think a person that's be doing that,
mm-hmm.
they have enough in them, and the things they want to do, and that's the way to get chance to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're drunk.
Yeah, that's right, sure.
But I lighten on one of them tail and thunder on his head just as hard as he's playing drunk as he would if he said.
See, he done went over there to the bar and told them men over there that he didn't want nobody coming over here to see me. And every time he come to the house, Buddy be in my room. Buddy Buddy come and told me that. Buddy said, well, she called me. Buddy said, I don't go in her room unless she called me. He ain't never said nothing to me. But if he says something to me, I'm going to tell him right off, right now. Because he ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, now, that's why he don't come there as much as he do.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I know.
The reason.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a dog all that much as a reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason again, and the dog could be something too.
Mm-hmm.
But after he done put it out, quite naturally, if the dog do that, people gonna look around.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that
yeah. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
now he ain't got no business speaking that no way.
Mm-mm.
So you know people could think any kind of
way. That's right. Anything.
That.
That's right.
They had that long time ago. He was liking his mama.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
he heard that. Oh yeah. Oh sure. I heard that in West Palm Beach. Where he stay? Over there in the lady's house with Miss Laura. When Miss Laura doing Miss Laura's lifetime, she used to come up here quite often, you know, to see Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd go back, and when she come back, she went to the house to see me, she told me that that's what the people was down here saying.
That's what everybody was saying. It must be true.
Say he was going with Carrie, because Carrie was always behind him and all that kind of. But people going to say things like that,
that's
you know, true.
Mm-hmm.
That's how come I tell her all the time. Leave him alone. Let him do what he want to do. You can't boss him, and then you can't be no companion for him.
That's
and, oh, she cusses me out.
And
all the time, if she hear a noise, is that my boy? I said, well, you get up and go out there and see. Is that your boy? I said, because I ain't even looking.
And then he ought to mind how he speak too.
That's right. That's right. Sure.
Everybody to go there to speak.
Well,
the way he carries on, so he don't even take about women's company.
If he ever say anything, I'm gonna get him told. That's right, because he ain't got.
Them people had to send me somewhere. Even I have to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there to. Go back out there and, you know, touch the willow back there.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Miss Bessie been trying to get me to come up there with her.
Well, why don't you there? If she'll do for that, that is, I hadn't given that a thought.
She been wanting me to come up there and stay with me.
Because
she know how it is. Because she, Kaliza done went through the same thing. And Miss Bessie and Miss Daisy and all of them know.
Well, now, you know, I never had to give that a phone. That would have been nice. Still got luminescent eyes on me, ain't it?
Huh?
She got luminescent eyes on me, ain't it?
Yeah, she had three bedrooms.
Well, that'll be nice, and I will let the CHR and put you... Oh, gosh. I'll leave it. Oh,
yeah, but...
I have to go away.
She's sick herself, you know. So.
Well, she's not doing good.
Yeah,
she's sick, you sick. And I would just want to be sick or good here.
Yeah. Well, Miss Bessie always used to be after me back. Come stay with her, because she always wants some young'un around her, you know. Yeah.
You know, I never get out, so then you'd be right up there side of the woods and sit on the porch. Well, you know what? Now, just like when I first come out of Birdman.
Yeah.
Well, I don't go out trying to new story now most than I did.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was thrown away.
Yeah.
You know
mm-hmm.
why?
Mm-hmm.
Birdman has such a bad name about
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
And the next thing about it, I hear people are saying, you know, they get to talking
yeah.
about
mm-hmm.
respectable people. Well, Lily's boat.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
yeah.
Now, really, people say it, because the
yeah.
white people told me, say, Liza, if I didn't know you and your husband before y'all bought the year, I'd have
mm-hmm.
never let y'all bought the year's two
little
people in Lily's boat.
Mm-hmm.
She said, anybody got any respect to themselves don't live in boat.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about...
back down east there,
yeah.
y'all ain't about
how about all them other people that think something of themselves? They, out of me and less than them.
Well, they're up on the floor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mr. Tom and them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, it's better than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say now. It wasn't no stuff for people down in here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know Mr. Tom and Bessie
mm-hmm.
and... Well, come down, they ain't no better than nobody else, but
no.
what I mean, they was used to
yeah, I understand you.
Because
mm-hmm.
all of us do the same, but when you get to a place, you public your business up and down the street,
mm-hmm.
Cursing and going on,
mm-hmm.
and ain't got no respect for nobody.
Well, that's right.
Now,
sure.
that's what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about.
You're right. That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But now, it's all of us are boosting.
Mm-hmm.
But now, we can't hide from God, but we could have respect for ourselves
yeah.
and for other people.
Mm-hmm. That's
mm-hmm.
right. Sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know those dudes. We talking about they'll drink and do anything else, just like anybody else. But
mm-hmm.
still, they got a stopping to stand.
Yeah, that's right.
And
sure.
then they got respect.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
And you don't hear about so loud cussing and
no.
Mm-hmm. And in this place, mine is better than you.
Sure, no.
Oh, this place is a 1,000 miles better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this place is cold. $100 in front of my door, you wouldn't be number of bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. You will have
to. When the women get drunk, they see
mm-hmm.
them
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man.
And then when it dry out, it smells so bad.
Ooh, yeah, and then that was a honky tonk right over across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And on Saturday night, Friday,
mm-hmm.
you better not to back your car to y'all.
Girl, I bet
there wasn't no place to back it.
Wasn't no place. Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
The garden had the street covered.
Yeah, and that when we park on the car,
mm-hmm.
when we back out,
yeah.
the car was bad. I had to talk about going down the back and doors, getting late where I wake up on the road to come up here.
Mm-hmm.
And see, could they move their car to my drive?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? I couldn't get out.
Couldn't get out, that's but right.
It was a
they ain't got no business parking in your driveway.
They don't care if they park right in the middle
mm-hmm.
of the road.
They ain't got no business
well,
parking across it.
Well, you didn't get down there inside the pass your speed,
mm-hmm.
though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They put a ticket on the cars in West Palm Beach if they park it in across the parkway.
Well, they'll
mm-hmm.
do it
across
anyway,
the driveway.
Guys out in the woods in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone do something out there, they ain't going to call the police because
mm-hmm.
why? We've been knowing one another all the time. And you mad my brother,
yeah.
sister,
mm-hmm.
baby, was
mm-hmm.
brother.
Yeah.
We went to school together and all
yeah, that
kind
of stuff.
People don't tell them about it.
Mm-hmm.
They like Lisa.
Because right.
when I was living in so a lot of them,
mm-hmm.
where I was living, it was zoned.
Mm-hmm.
If you couldn't buy you a home and live there, you couldn't put no house out there.
Out there, yeah, that's right.
And then the next place about it, if you had a home out there and you store in the peace,
mm-hmm.
and two, the good like this, yeah, two or three people could go down and sign for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you had to sell your home or you were straighten up a move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was zoned when you was living in.
Mm-hmm.
The first place I ever come to, you could still
mm-hmm.
see one block and build a juke in the next block.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never
know
that
I know.
Until I come here.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Because you know, there's places like that in town, all
mm-hmm.
right? But I never just been care to live in that part of the town.
Part of the town, yeah, that's right, sure.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody got their own choice about where to live, yeah.
But I just like that, and I'm talking about, like I was showing me, talking to do about his sister.
Mm-hmm.
for a sister kind of like me, nervous, you know, and can't stand nothing,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
And he said himself, he said, well, it's just people being like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when a person ain't used to nothing, quite naturally awaken when they knew.
Well, that's right, sure.
Well, you see, I wasn't used to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what ailed my nerves now, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But when, see, when my husband died, I told you about it, I had a little night nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
Well, you see, from then on, so much of drinking, this cursing, and all like that. Oh, man, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hear that right, Edie?
Mm-hmm.
My drink, drink, but my crashing and go, oh, God.
Yeah, sure.
That's right.
True.
All that cursing you got to put up there with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, it's a one day.
I look back and see, I'm so sorry.
Nervous breakdown before now.
Mm-hmm. And then people want to come to see you because,
mm-hmm.
Burnett said himself, say he'll like to come and sit and talk with you,
mm-hmm.
because he don't have no place to go to.
Yeah.
Like to come and sit and talk with you,
mm-hmm.
he said, but just on the count of that.
Well, it was different when Burnett used to come here before, because we'd sit down, and because when I got sick, you know, I put my television out in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to come and sit in the room, and we'd clown and cut the food and look at television. And tell he get ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So now is every time he come, it's something. He told her last time he was here. He said, "How come I come every time I come here, you run out?"
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You run out here, and she couldn't. Something come up when she was talking, and when you know anything, she done got up and bounced out here in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Where you going?" He liked to tease her, but he means it, you know.
Mm-hmm. He tells about but tell a joke away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't like
mm-hmm.
that, and it ain't her, it's him. So.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But if he like that, just like this other fellow we was talking about
mm-hmm.
just a while ago, right
mm-hmm.
now, he'll come and do more, and he'll come more regular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But just what was spoken, just on the way they do,
mm-hmm.
he spoke about that. Now, he
mm-hmm.
spoke to me about it,
mm-hmm.
he spoke to somebody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said that fella put your business in the street
mm-hmm.
and make people think something in it.
Even in it, that's right, sure. Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything, you put your business in the street
mm-hmm.
and make a person think something
mm-hmm.
in it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
mm-hmm.
about like when you told Buddy, told him over there that every time he turned around, Buddy. You see in my room, but he ain't got nothing to do with that. And that makes news get out. You
sure,
know what I mean? Sure.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But people, somebody else will go right on and tell it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Sure.
That's what I'm talking about. And then they don't know, you don't know, and I don't, nobody
mm-hmm.
else don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You should not be about yourself and maybe
mm-hmm.
that's another thing.
Mm-hmm. He said, if you want to know something, say, go down there to Miss Daisy and Miss Bessie. Say, if the carrier goes down there and talk. Said,
yeah,
all she
wants.
Mm-hmm. All she wants is a drink of liquor.
Yeah,
and she'll go to talk.
Mm-hmm. I told her, I said, you don't tell him. I said, like, she done talk going in, don't tell him.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, she told Ethel Lee and them that Buddy took her to see me at the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she shouldn't have never did that.
No, she shouldn't have never did that.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy said she come right on back and told her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but she just. You get just like all the rest of them. You just get that lick in it. You want to talk. You heard her say today, who that? Who that? Who that? Who that? Who you talking about? So she can tell it, you know.
Yeah, she grabbed the cow by the tail there
mm-hmm.
once. You
mm-hmm.
know me.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I'm just breaking in.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Jake's niece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
And yeah. I love
it. She go right on out there and tell it.
Yes, you're going
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear Miss Liza say so. I talk right on, ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. I know
I
you do.
Miss Liza say so
mm-hmm.
and so.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way.
Right on.
That's one way to ignore her, because she's a mess.
Mm, I just talk right on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll let you go, but honey, you got to straighten up.
I'm telling you, some straighten
mm-hmm.
up.
Don't.
Is some straighten up got to be done. I'm telling
okay.
you the truth.
You got to straighten up, because I'm going to be the place after the wild women, then you want to come
you
up.
You
want to
come
here.
Here, that's right, I know it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to wait till that order come through for that apartment. You think I'm lying, but I'm sure going. Because I'm sick of out here. I'm just so sick. I don't know
I
what
know
to do. I
know over there by yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing
there,
but
he come in
mm-hmm.
here with steady. He going to say something.
Mm-hmm.
He
yeah,
here
that's
or
right.
Something like
mm-hmm.
that. I'm right here because I had a drunken husband like that, and I divorced that man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I divorced that man.
Yeah,
I
don't blame you.
And I knocked them, put over the dock because I'm over 900.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
then done had a light, little light nervous breakdown.
Yeah, you're getting old and you can't put up with
I'm
that
I'm already
kind of
old
now.
Enough, that was my first marriage. If you are young men. There's two things I can't put up with. That's a drunk and a gambler.
That's right. Well, I can put up with a gambler, but for God's sake, don't come home drunk and raising sand and tearing up it. I used to have a gambler.
Well, now, if a gambler like this, if he bring me the money or get to pay bills and things, all right. But if some people are come for their job, and you don't see me till Monday morning, then you see me just like you want me to wake up Monday morning.
Yeah, that's right. Doris's daddy, Isaiah, was a gambler.
Yeah.
He gambled. But he come home and get that money out and put it on the bed and count it and give me so much and so much. Then he put the rest of it in his pocket. Well, see, he done give me
well,
money.
Well, it ain't nothing to say then, because
that's the way.
What you give him, if he throw it away, that's him.
That's the way he used to do me at Christmas time.
When he worked
down there to the building where he worked. He worked down there, and everybody give him. And sometimes he'd come home with $250 for Christmas presents.
Yeah, he'd come home.
Sometimes they'd give him boxes, you know, different things. And he'd come home and put that money on the bed and give me about $50 anyhow.
Well, I know what you mean about that, because I know now, just like I just told you, I said, now, okay. You can go out there and drink it up if you want to, throw it away, or put in meat or anything,
but that'll be his money.
That's sure. I don't care what he do, because I got money.
That's right, sure.
If he want to go out there and give his money away, or throw it away, and stand around and swallow a bit, that's him.
Sure.
You know, that's just like I say about your brother. Now, he'll get his pocket full of money, come in here and give it away. But now he know he got a place to go eat. Sleep. He don't pay for sleeping. He don't pay for eating.
He don't pay for nothing.
So he ain't got nothing to worry about.
He ain't got a thing to worry about.
See?
That's right.
Not a thing to worry about. I sure started to worry about eating if it was me. And then if it was me, after he done stopped like it is, my eyes done come up now. I just tell him, well, now, if you give me the $5, $5, this is good the month when you didn't give me nothing.
That's right.
You did. So now you just don't give me the $5, you buy you on the back and stuff. Now you get his back and own $5 and feed him a week.
Well,
he's
going to be coming to your house for something to eat before the month's over with.
Hey, you know what he's going to do?
What?
He's going to go up there to the floor, and I declare the floor can't stand.
Miss Rose Richards came to meet him
in a car.
Sure no.
Yes, sir.
Because
what this lady name is Smith. She said she can't stand, the people talking about they can't stand how Miss Smith let him wake around her house. Because it's so dirty. That's right.
Well, she said herself that he won't work when he get his check.
Well, okay then. Well, them people cannot stand that
I don't think she bothering with him much either, because he ain't been down there to do no work in a long time.
Now, maybe they don't hold a meeting, because I know they used to say that. They couldn't stand it. Well, okay, I'll let you go.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I'm sorry about, you know. Because, let me tell you this, because Rob was out there the other day.
Rob Wood
was out there the other day and over on the tractor. And boy, when he saw him out there, great goodness. He liked to have a fit. Well, you know, to say he arrested him one time. Yeah, and he just don't. So, Gary told him, say, you better stop. Okay, and then another thing come up, and she said somebody, you could be working for JB, and great goodness, he liked to have a fit. And she said, you better stop cussing these white people.
Oh, he be cussing behind the back.
He must be.
Because
I know they'd be knocking his teeth out.
You know what I tell her this evening? Every time I go there, quite natural, I guess she just be doing it, you know. She asked me, I know it's that 4 or 5 times, how Susie? How Susie?
Yeah, I hear. I heard her ask you that.
And so, you know, it made me think, you know, I've been thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
But I had told Jake a couple of days ago, I said, next time she do it, I'm going to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why you asking about Sue? I said, he said he hit Sue in the head with the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Susan got it about that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he swallowed it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he told her all down about Bozeman or somewhere. I said,
mm-hmm.
I don't know who told her.
Mm-hmm.
But she know it.
Yeah.
But she got at him about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because you might figure you told her or something
mm-hmm.
like that, you see.
Well,
and that's
I didn't tell. I didn't tell.
I know it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. But I didn't say that. I figured you
mm-hmm.
might feel like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to be cussed out or even be dogged about
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why I didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But
so
now that man on there, see, he got y'all bleeding.
Mm-hmm. No, he ain't got me bleeding.
How that man could do so much every time he come on?
He,
if his head ain't tough,
mm-hmm.
his teeth is knocked out, if his teeth ain't knocked
mm-hmm.
out, his eye, and the
he got hurt bleeding it, not me. I ain't that big a fool.
It's a shame not to be bleeding because he don't win no battle.
I ain't that big a fool.
Nah, to him about.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see now. Jake, how long that been when he went running for down here? That been about 2 or 3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Sure.
Oh, man, that about 3 summers ago.
Mm-hmm.
They had that nigga sailing off and I tell me that nigga turning off that road going to a bum like a V8-4.
Sure.
And when you see him and get his money, he come back in
mm-hmm.
and get feet and beg back and over.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to, just
mm-hmm.
like, Susan got him behind him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now. Who you my friend? Who this and the other? People can't make me and you fall out this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know that nigga.
Be done went out and told a bunch of lies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know that nigga.
That's so.
Oh,
that's
who he could be.
Well, don't you know he ain't fooling me because I know he don't talk about
don't
them people
that
like
that
before they face.
That man? Oh.
Before they face.
I better leave these white people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said he going to cuss out the white people when he gets
mm-hmm. Yeah, say you better. Stop talking about these white people. Something she told me, I was a pimp.
Right.
I told her, yeah. I told
God.
Her, yeah, I was going to tell everything
him,
I knew.
See, a lot of he could go around and cuss out these
mm-hmm.
men.
Mm-mm.
And you know, I'm going to tell you, he ain't got very many white friends up there.
I know. I know that. You ain't got very many no kind.
That, who you want you?
Mm-hmm.
Who you want you?
I know all about it.
Who
you ain't got very many no
and
kind.
And don't you know if he cuss them people out like that
mm-hmm.
now? I don't.
Miss Bessie says she don't speak to him.
Well, who else do?
Mm-hmm.
I hope I can keep from seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling the truth, because they'll be here. They'll be here. I come there. And he was in your yard out, and if it wasn't for a pit, I told you, I said, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, we just passing through and keep
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I sure did, because
mm-hmm.
I said a bad word when I drove up there and see me in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going to become of me, that's the truth.
Well, honey, he is tough, though. So
mm-hmm.
A whole lot of what he was going to help me to cause it with his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right. Very talkative.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he got that from his mom. His mom is just the same way. She tell everything she know. Mm-hmm. Tell
and
everything.
Some things that don't know to tell
mm-hmm. Sure, she do. Go right on down there to Ethelie and
mm-hmm.
talk and carry on all that stuff.
Hey, you see, she go down there and talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, when Jake get there, she going to talk to Jake,
mm-hmm.
you see. Ethelie going to tell Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if she don't tell Jake, she'll tell Buddy and them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see,
mm-hmm.
well, that's just the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when she go up there and sit on Miss Bessie and them pools.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, well, Buddy said that. Say she
well,
go down there and
you know,
get a drink
from
Miss Daisy.
And Miss Daisy told
mm-hmm.
they be together. They going to tell
mm-hmm.
it. Well, now, don't you know that Doris right there? And well, now, oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's one thing. It's one thing. Reason why he don't come up here so much on the kind of mistake. You know, she ain't working now.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
he, and he, and time, he, when she
go.
See him, when she see him out here, she opens that back door and stands in it.
All right, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you see on the counter,
mm-hmm.
well, she done told Miss
mm-hmm.
Bessie
mm-hmm.
and Miss Daisy
too. Sure, she opened that back door and she stands in that door.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime at night, I see her opening that back door. I said to myself, something gonna knock. Scared
mm-hmm.
to death. Something was scared to death out there one these
mm-hmm.
nights. Stand up in that back door.
I know what
mm-hmm.
you mean.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
She right there looking.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, this is why people talking, just
mm-hmm.
like I tell you.
Yeah, sure.
And it come right out of your house, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it comes from.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure, it come out of there. That's come right. Come right out the house.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah. Sure did. She told me one time, not too long ago, that Doris didn't like me. I said, well, I haven't done anything to Doris. I said, when to start off, me and Doris was pretty good friends. I said, but Doris, I'm sick now. And I said, I don't have any legs, and I can't run around with Doris.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Doris like to have somebody to run around.
Well,
with.
You know, she said that the other night, see, when, before you got on, see, everywhere Doris tends to used to be right with Doris.
Yeah, well, sure, well, now.
Yeah, Casey used to run right with Doris. He used to be doing the same thing Doris
Yeah, well, we wasn't running around.
If you had your two legs, you'd be right with Doris?
Well, maybe I would. Maybe I would. If she come and ask me to come go out, sure, I go with her. Because I'm not supposed to be a princess or something like that. But
and then you're a single woman.
Sure I am.
Mm-hmm.
Sure I am.
Now,
yeah, and she spoke it.
If you had a husband, I wouldn't say go out and stay out all night for
no.
Your husband. Now you're a single woman.
No.
You're supposed to start later than she did.
That's right. If I don't come home at all, that'll be all right. Because
well,
I ain't got nobody.
Because
I ain't got nobody waiting on
that's
me.
That's right. Even your baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell my mother.
But she spoke words. She spoke that. Mm-hmm. And, Buddy said, I seem like to me she said it before, darn, poor Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And Buddy say, wonder how come she always starting some kind of old shit like that. He wanted to get kind of hot, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he spoke it out loud right here in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm not paying her any attention. I said,
mm-hmm.
just don't say nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said that. So I told her, I said, well, I ain't done nothing to him. I ain't done a thing to her. I don't do as much to her as all them other women out there with two legs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do nothing to her at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she don't fault me for doing anything.
Because
mm-hmm. I can't do nothing. What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she speaks all that old kind of old stuff and makes me so mad I don't know what to do.
Well, I pray you just want to keep something going.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
yeah.
I said, you'll never get nowhere along with them two.
Mm-mm. No, just like she do Willard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She always...
Yeah, because she didn't see which way he went.
Mm-hmm. That's how come she went flying in the house. Mm-hmm.
And when you went back in the room, she didn't know what was happening.
No,
I
went back in the room to tee-tee because, you know, if I don't do that when I have to, then before I can lock my chair and get up on my pot, you know, I be done started. So that's how come I went back to do that. And I know, boy, she come in that door like lightning.
Sure did. She like to run over me, run over my toes. Oh. When that poor get in there, see, she didn't know where he
went. Mm-hmm. No, she didn't know which way he went.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was looking at me talking, he passed along on the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up to his daughter
uh-huh,
to me.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't see me.
Yeah.
But honey, when you went back in that room,
mm-hmm.
and she thought you closed the room door,
yeah.
she looked back in the room, you see,
uh-huh.
and you ought to see it up, get me.
Mm-hmm.
She like run over my toes.
I know it.
You're like you some little girl, and she
mm-hmm.
said something.
Yeah, it's like I'm some child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, she do that all the time. Every time Willard come here, she about half drunk, she have something to say, make me have to cuss out and all that stuff. It's just too bad, I'm telling you the truth.
It sure is.
It's pitiful.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. I say about you when I come home, I say, I guess he clowned at her. I figured he might want to start something, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Jay, go and see him.
Mm-hmm.
Go and see him. I didn't know what he wanted.
But he didn't clown at me because
I've got
everything to throw at him.
You,
I'm going to start to throwing mm-hmm. things and hitting him. If I miss him, that's all right, but I'm going to start to throwing him because mm-hmm. I'm tired of foolishness, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you got your phone. You could call for help.
Mm-hmm.
You sure could call the police.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And the police will sure come and games
mm-hmm.
in that county.
Mm-hmm.
And if I just wouldn't bite my tongue, if because, see, he done attempted to hit you twice.
Mm-hmm.
I know one Sunday night I was there, you were talking about hitting me.
Oh, yeah, that's the third time now.
Oh, go on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the third time. That was the third time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to get drunk there one of these nights and hit you or knock you out there.
And I'm going to lay him out, too. I hope to lay him out. Mm-hmm. If I get me enough money, I'm going to get me a little pistol.
Then well, he did something like that now, because mm-hmm. our red boy, mm-hmm. he like that. He yeah. don't have no legs. But, you know, they fix his car where he could drive, because he's
oh, yeah.
from Vietnam.
Down up there in Reddick.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I heard about
now,
that.
His mother's good friend.
Uh-huh. I heard about that man with no legs up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he concerned. He got his girlfriend. He got a baby. He done got him a baby.
Sure enough. God, he got everything. He got everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like the girl told Jake, they ain't had nothing to do with the legs.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
just like I say about you,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Cause you ain't got no leg. That don't say it. Everything moved from you.
That's right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
some women's got two legs and don't have no.
Don't have. That's right. Sure.
Sure, that's mm-hmm. right, ain't it?
Sure, you're right.
No.
Yeah, you're
so,
right.
You're doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
But now he got him a little pistol.
Mhm.
And he keeps with him all the time.
Uh-huh.
Who that listening
to? No telling. I don't know who it is. Some of them old children. I'm going to report it, too.
Mm-hmm. And he's trying to keep it with him for protection, you
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, you see. Well, I mean, his mother go to work
uh-huh.
by himself.
Uh-huh. Somebody did that today when I was talking to Miss Hall. And I had to get them told I'm going to tell the operator. And I had to, me and Miss Hall had to hang up. It was so bad.
Well, you see, there's no school today, and it might be those school children.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a grown place that asked you for the line.
Yeah, that's right. If it
wouldn't be that
if it's important, that's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be that major.
Tomorrow I'm going to report it. Because if you got a telephone, you're supposed to talk as long as you want to.
And if anybody else want to use the line,
mm-hmm.
and it's important, they should ask you for the line.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
that's what made you ain't got a private line.
Mm-hmm.
See, people used to do me like that when my line wasn't private.
Mm-hmm.
But if I pick up my phone and somebody talking,
yeah.
I put it back down.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
the
then
way
I go
do.
Back again. If it's important, I ask, I say, excuse me for breaking in.
Mm-hmm.
You all let me use this.
That's so right.
Just
sure.
for a minute and
if,
get it.
Sure, if it's
I
important.
I call
that's right.
The thing I do so in front
mm-hmm.
of you know where I want to go or something.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm going.
Well,
let
we'll hang it up.
Yeah,
minute.
Let them go ahead on and use it and get through with it.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow I'm going to report it.
Because mm-hmm.
Somebody did me that today when I was talking to Miss Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And and they did it so bad, so we had to hang up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll call
okay,
you tomorrow.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm coming for the week.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
The very first institute that we ever had in America, which was a research institute, the Smithsonian Institute, was founded by a deist, which is a precursor in America to an atheist. The very first secular college was founded by a deist in America. The very first astronomical laboratory was founded by a deist and atheist in America. And I'm talking about Girard College, Smithsonian Institute. I'm talking about Thomas Alva Edison, Mark Twain, Florence Nightingale, almost every great name that really did something, somewhere along the line, rejected the Christian ethic.
Who were horrendous.
I'm certain that Stalin was an atheist. I have read a great deal about him. This doesn't shatter my faith in the tenets of atheism. It means that there are perhaps monsters in every religion.
Do you
or
have
lack
any,
of religion.
Do you have any quarrel with the deists being included
well,
among the atheists?
I'm just very, very confused by that point. I don't understand your associating deism with atheism. A deist is one who believes in God very definitely.
Well, I think actually that one has to go back into the history of deism and the writings of the deistic persons and certainly of our founding fathers in America and what they meant in respect to this.
I've been
and
trying to think of one of our founding fathers who was a deist.
What? You're trying, you're kidding.
No, let me finish. Who was a deist who could be, by any stretch of the imagination, be called an atheist. I don't understand this. They believe very definitely in God. They rejected often the Christian ethic, and I think that is often misunderstood.
Yes, and
but,
I think that it's necessary
but that
to say
make them an
that
atheist.
Our Constitution had the word Jesus Christ and the word God specifically left out of it. And when we were talking in terms of our Constitution, we were talking about we the people, not about God. The first four presidents of the United States were deists. You
right.
know this.
And they believed
the
in
first,
God.
No. What they believed in was nature and nature's God. Now, what you're talking about, now wait. You see, what happens is this, and this happens constantly, and this is why you include God to define us in. You know that there are 200 million persons in America, and that when you talk to 200 million persons in America about God, you're talking to that vast silent majority who thinks then in terms of this man, it's a male image, he's white, he has blue eyes, he's authoritarian, he might have a wee little bit of Jewishness in him, not too much, but he might have just a, you know, his great-grandmother might have been a Jewess, something like this. And this is authoritarian, etc. It has to do with church attendance. It has to do with hymn singing. It has to do with everything else. Now, when you, as a superior intellect, give an esoteric definition to God, those poor people out there don't know that you mean something entirely different than they mean. So I think that when you talk to people on television in America, it's necessary to talk in terms of what is generally believed to be God in the United States. And it isn't your idea of deism. It isn't your idea of nature and her rules. It isn't any part of this idea. And when we get back to deism and we try to bring it up today, I don't think that any of our founding fathers would be at all perturbed right now to be included as atheists, as this word is known and used in America today.
All you're saying now is what I tried to say at the very beginning, that it's extremely important to define very carefully what we mean by God, or what we mean by atheism, or what we mean by theism.
But you will use it as an ultimate concern, and you even include atheists in it.
Wait, let's let him
otherwise we aren't even communicating if we don't at least have this kind of semantic beginning to our conversation.
God is everything.
Both of us have been actually generalizing to such a degree that what we've been saying is passing over or under each other. This is a beautiful example of the very problem. Yeah. You can't accuse me, for example, of defending what some silent majority somewhere has as the idea of God in your opinion.
No, because you get back to Jesus Christ. And you get back to a definition of God ideas in relationship to a specific historical entity and a resurrection and a death and all of this. And this is very specific. This isn't an ultimate concern that somebody died.
But even there, we have as many different opinions of what that means as we have opinions of what God and deism, for example, in a more general sense means. So
right.
We would have to communicate with each other, at least to try to understand what we're saying.
All right,
okay,
and this is what I accuse the liberal theologian of.
We have a poor man who's been trying to ask a question for 20 minutes, and I want to let him ask
you
a question.
You said or implied a while ago that this despicable individual Christ that degrades life.
Yes. I didn't
you
imply
know what,
it, I said it.
What would Martin Luther King think about that statement?
I wouldn't have the faintest idea what Martin Luther King thought about that statement.
Well,
incidentally, I knew Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And I would not presume to speak for him.
But
I think, though, that Martin Luther King can make mistakes about God ideas and Jesus Christ ideas just the same as you or I or anybody else.
May I speak from my own experience? I think that Martin Luther King would say that his life was upgraded, and his life had meaning, and he did what he did, and he gave his life because he believed in Christ.
You cannot
I would say
speak
that.
For Martin Luther King. I'm
well, this
sorry.
Is my experience, and I think
could
it would
I
be
say
his.
Just a word here.
All right.
I know you're anxious to get to these people.
Martin
Luther King and I were schoolmates and attended many classes together and debated these very questions up at Boston University, where he got his doctorate under the same man that I did. And rather than defend either one of you at this point, I want to say this is a beautiful example of what I've been trying to say all along, that Martin Luther King, from within his point of view, would try to give meaning to life in accordance with his experience of that Judeo-Christian tradition. I try to do it from within my point of view and describe it, and you, from your point of view, which is a very different one, you tell us what life looks like to you. And all we can do is try to communicate with each other and learn from each other at this point. This is the thing. There's no There's no bashing each other over the head and forcing each other to accept a position. This will never be.
With all due respect, though, let's not carry further the discussion of what Martin Luther King's notions might have been. What's really important is what Ms. O'Hare and what Dr.
The only point I was trying to make was that he has his opinion, you have yours,
right.
I have mine,
right.
And in this country we need to try to communicate with each other.
Pick me a questioner up there. You've got a half a dozen.
Can atheists and religionists get together on one point, though, that from what I have picked up from Christianity, the main thing is to love your neighbor. From what Mrs. O'Hare is saying, love your neighbor, live for now, live for the people around you. Can't we get together on that? Even in this room, there's such tension. There's hatred between the two sides. People are, at least we're not putting Mrs. O'Hare on a scaffold or something, but in another day she would have been. But we're a little bit more civilized, but still there's hatred. Can't we get together instead of tearing down? What is the common ground? Can't we talk about this charity or love?
Would one of you like to respond?
No, I get back to this same thing, that the essence of Christianity is intolerance of another opinion and intolerance of another way to salvation, except through those persons who do accept Jesus Christ and through him find some sort of salvation or meaning in life. And the Christian will fight to the bitter end to make everybody love this idea. And what the atheist is interested in is this. We believe that religion is a private affair, that it should be out of the public arena altogether, that those persons who care to live these kind of lives with these kind of ideas have a right to do it. But they do not have a right to move out into the culture and saturate the culture with these, either in the news media, in our legal entities, in our political life, or in any other way. And we are saying simply and only that there has never been an opportunity for persons on our side to present our side of the problem or our side of the picture in order to say, all right, we should move out into real human love, not into human hostility. We should be pro-human, not anti-human, as religion is. And we never have an opportunity to even be heard in relationship to this.
Dr. Bauman, is there anything you want to say on this point?
I just want to say that when Mrs. O'Hare lumps all Christians together and attacks a certain definition of Christian, which she has apparently experienced, she is as being intolerant as she accuses the Christians of being.
That's not
true. You can't lump them all together. I would agree with
the
person.
If you don't like the definition, get out of it.
What definition?
The definition of Christianity that has been given to you through history. Then you get out of it and start another thing.
This is my point, that there have been many people who have never been in that definition. I don't understand how you can generalize and put all Christians in a certain category of intolerance when there have been countless examples of those who would... it seems to me to be a complete denial of this position.
And I ask you to again read it, Jesus Christ and his words and what he feels should happen or should not happen to those persons who will not join him.
All I can say again is that we are reading a different gospel if you have a problem at this point. I think we should not ignore the questioner in that the essence of Christianity as far as its result is concerned is the very kind of love that this young lady has talked about.
I've experienced that love. I know all about it.
I would agree completely with her. If there have been persons who have been intolerant, and apparently you have suffered terribly at their hands, I would simply say this is a misunderstanding of what the gospel says to me, and certainly to Martin Luther King and to many others.
This gentleman in the yellow shirt by the wall has had a question.
Mrs. O'Hare, an atheist went over to quote-unquote the mission field one time and found a native reading a Bible, and he said, "What do you mean, reading that dumb old book for? Don't you know it's a collection of fables and there's a lot of mistakes in it?" And the native looked up to him and said, "Well, if I hadn't heard the message of Jesus Christ from the missionary who came over here, you'd be in my kettle right now." I have met personally the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And before that time, my life was Dudsville. But now I have a aim, a purpose, goal in life. And if you would just give Jesus Christ a chance in your life, I know you're put on the spot, but if you would say, if you would simply say, if you are alive, Jesus Christ, if you really did come from the grave, I would be willing to surrender to you and let you be my Savior and Lord. If you are alive, I'll give you that much of a chance in my life. I
do you hear what you're saying? You're saying, I'm going to surrender my identity to you. I'm going to surrender my will to you. I'm going to surrender my humanness to you. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to surrender. For God's sake, stand on your own feet. Live your own life, not Jesus Christ's life. You have something to do.
He can live his life.
You have no. Do not surrender your mind to somebody else. Do not surrender your thoughts to somebody else. Do not subjugate your freedom. I'm surprised at you, a young man.
I have just become a part of the establishment. I turned 30 the other day. And I know that the life that I lived up to that time before I met Christ as my Savior, I deserve to go to hell. But Jesus Christ...
Hallelujah, I'm glad you had a little fun.
The gentleman that... Yes.
In view of the fact that our subject is atheism, the religion of the future, I'm sure there are honest atheists here tonight that are serious about this. This is a serious thing, very serious. And I know there are religionist Christians here tonight who are deadly serious about this. I believe, Mrs. O'Hare, did you infer that this is a tongue-in-cheek proposition, this religion you're establishing, that you're just doing it for a front? We want something serious here, and does this represent all the rest of your doctrine? Let's be serious.
I am talking about taxation of the church when I say that there is something here that's tongue-in-cheek. I have a tremendous amount of information on the new religion, faith in man, the freedom faith, the fourth faith, the faith that comes after the Protestant faith, the Catholic faith and the Jewish faith, the faith that goes on where they stop, the faith of the future, the faith of the now. I'm perfectly willing to send it to you. You can get it just by addressing me in Austin, Texas. There are pages of it.